Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I hope this podcast inspires you, encourages you, uplifts you, motivates you, and yes, even challenges you from time to time. And I pray that no matter where you are in your day, that it jumpstarts your day. Hey, I'm in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, 1. And I just want to talk about, so you're facing a bankruptcy. Now what? So you're facing a bad doctor's report. Now what? You're facing a prodigal child. Now what? Your husband is in the hospital or is in recovery. Now what? You're in the hospital or in recovery. Now what? You've lost a job you've had for 35 years. Now what? You're facing a divorce after years and years of marriage. Now what? The title of this podcast today is Now What? Because now what are you going to do when you're facing these situations? There are so many people facing tough times right now. But are we facing it with the eyes of faith or the eyes of unbelief, doubt, fear, anxiety, and depression? The eyes of faith are going to say something like, I know I got a bad doctor's report. And I've read the doctor's report. But I've also read what the report says in God's word, where it says, by his stripes, I am healed. I know I have more month at the end of the money. But if I take a step out of the boat in faith, because after all, faith without works is dead, God shall provide for all of my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. You see, most of us, all of us, will face a now what moment. A now what moment. And what we do in that now what moment is going to determine whether or not we are double-minded or men and women of faith. See, a man or a woman who is double-minded should not think they will receive anything from the Lord. Why do I say that? Well, the Bible says that. So what is your now what moment? Maybe you're facing addiction. And you're in your 20th rehab. Now what? Are you going to call out and cry out to God for healing? Or are you going to believe by his stripes and receive by his stripes I am healed and allow the Holy Spirit to do a work inside of you? Are you going to cave in to what the world says? You're going to cave in to the fact that the world wants to cancel this person and hate this person, and I could go on and on and on. Or are you going to go by what the word says, where the Bible says, love God and love people. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now what? What are we going to do? What are we going to do in the midst of trials and tribulations? What are we going to do when the storm is battering the boat so hard that we think we're going to sink? I can't help but think that when this podcast goes out, many people will be struggling in circumstances and situations that they never thought they would be, were going to be in a month ago. My best friend, Jim, had a stroke. I know his wife, Dana, never expected Jim would be incapacitated like he is. But all I hear from them, all I hear from Jim, because he actually texts me, he's actually paralyzed on one side of his body, and all I hear is faith comments. Faith, I hear the Bible, I hear God is going to heal. By his stripes, I'm going to be healed. And he's making a miraculous recovery. Will the recovery, could the recovery be slow? Yes. Could it be fast? Yes. But what now? Are we going to stand in faith and believe God are we going to start believing what the doctors say? Well, it normally turns out this way. Well, I don't serve a normal God. I don't know about you. I don't serve a normal God. I serve a God who does the impossible. I serve a God who laughs when we say that's impossible. So what now? What is it for you? What is your what now? What am I? You know, we all have that what now moment where we just cry out. We just say, what am I going to do now? Are you going to believe is the question. Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. What aren't you seeing yet? I know my friend Jim isn't seeing his healing yet. Dana is not seeing my friend Jim's healing yet. But that doesn't mean she can't believe it's already happened. The Bible says that we should pray believing that we've already received what we're asking for. We beg God for things, and we should be praying, oh God, thank you for Jim's healing, and believing that it's going to happen, because the Bible says, believe when you pray what you ask for, and it will be yours. So what now? What now? What is it for you? Maybe you're being evicted. What now? Maybe you can't find a place to live. What now? Are you going to trust the numbers of the homeless crisis that's going on in the United States? Are you going to trust the word of God? Are you going to believe that God shall provide for your needs? Are you going to listen to the numbers that the news wants to scare you to death with? We listen to all the wrong things while our Bibles collect dust on a bookshelf and then wonder why we're a nervous wreck. You know, when the storms of life come, it shows who we really are inside. You know, I've heard that expression that when a man or a woman makes a lot of money, who they really are will come out. Who they really are will come out. And I have a good friend of mine, his name is Russ. He's recently doing a lot better. I mean, when I mean a lot better, I mean a lot better. And I've seen who he really is. Is he perfect? No. But I've seen who he really is. He's generous. He's kind. He's compassionate to people. He didn't change. Matter of fact, to be quite honest with you, he's changed for the better. It usually doesn't happen. Because his now what was always God first. His now what was always, I'm going to stand in faith. His now what was, I'm going to step out in faith. He's done some things that I look at him and say, dude, I don't know how you're doing this, but it's amazing. And he says, it's all God. He says, because if I thought I was doing any of it, it would come, and if I was doing any of it, it would come crashing down. I tell you what, when you hang around people like that, it's a game changer. Because they make you start thinking about, my now what is always going to be God. My now what is always going to be the word. My now what is always going to be faith in the substance of things hoped for. Faith in the evidence of things that I can't even see yet. But I'm going to believe God that they're coming. I'm going to believe God that they're coming to pass. Why? Because he said so. Faith without works, my friend, is dead. We have to do things for God to move. God isn't a genie that's just going to rub the Bible, or we rub the Bible and God does his magic. No, that's not how it works. Faith without works is dead. God will move when we operate and walk in faith. Now what? Now what? What are you facing? Don't be double-minded. Don't be scared. Don't let fear dominate you. Trust in the word. Trust and stand on the word. Stand on, by his stripes I'm healed. Stand on, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Stand on, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand on, I'm blessed when I go in and I'm blessed when I come out. Stand in that God loves you and he sent his son for you. that whoever so believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Stand on those things. Stand on the blood of Jesus. And guess what? Your now what will be a God moment. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.